Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. This is exactly not the kind of microphone stand I want for this, but I stood in the wings right over there and I looked right at it and I was like, I didn't even register that it's not the kind of like, and we even discussed backstage, oh, this year we got you the mic stand you want. And this is absolutely not, it's not the kind of mic stand I want. I just want to, anyway. Hey, everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies. This is a crowd where many of the people have not listened to the podcast and they're not going to pick up on those cues and they might look around and go, what's happening? And I'm looking around and going, why are there two empty seats in the very front of the theater? Are there two people with name tags that are hoping to get picked today that want to just move right up to the front? Yeah, I feel like this is rock and roll when they tell the crowd, just rush the stage. Do you two guys know each other? No, interesting. Just two separate dudes took advantage of the open seats, and I couldn't be happier about it. let me get my script out of the bag. Got a lot to talk about tonight, you guys. We're coming to you once again, I want to say for the fifth time, maybe sixth. Fifth from this film festival, but I think I also did one at the comedy festival one time. But anyway, we're in Traverse City, Michigan! Yeah. Go all the colors, I say. It's too many colors to keep track of. And I would like to see, at this point in the show, your beautiful handcrafted name tags. Look at that, everybody. Are there any in the balcony? Apologize to you in advance for having those seats. But lots of amazing ones. The Empire Strikes Bach? Your name is Bach?
Yep.
Your last name?
Yes.
I would hope so. That would be a weird one. And what's this Marx Brothers thing? Is your name Marx?
Animal Zackers.
Animal Zackers. Instead of Animal Crackers, because his name is Zach. You, me, and Doug B, and you got your face in there. That's pretty cool. Stand up in the aisle and show the entire audience that, what it looks like. No, yeah, there you go. I like this guy over here changed Chinatown to Petertown. You really could have just thrown the word Peter on anything. The Peter strikes back. What does that say? Inglorious bastards. All right, well, it's curious how many Inglorious Bastards signs there are here tonight. I don't know why you guys did that, but thank you very much for bringing all your name tags, and good luck being chosen this evening. The people I'm inviting onto the stage when we get to the game portion of the show will be selecting the name tag that they want to play for, and they're going to win some fabulous prizes, including what I have here in my the bag they gave me when I got here, the Traverse City Film Festival bag. First, I got to do some Doug plugs. Tomorrow night, be sure to check out the comedy panel here at the Traverse City Film Festival. I'll be moderating that with lots of funny people. And that's free to get into, I'm pretty sure. And then the Benson Movie Interruption of Starship Troopers is at midnight at the beautiful State Theater. And tickets are only $700 a piece. So be sure to come out to that. The star of the movie, Casper Van Dien, was, I asked him a couple weeks ago to come to this and participate, and he was super into it and excited about it and willing to do it, and then he got a guest role on Hawaii Five-0. So he's not going to make it out, but we're still going to have fun making fun of his classic movie. This Monday, July 31st, Doug Loves Movies is back at the Gramercy Theater in New York City, and we're back in Los Angeles at Meltdown Comics on Sunday, August 6th at 4:20. We've got shows coming up in Cincinnati, Columbus, Chicago, San Francisco, and more. For all the dates and deets and links, go to DougLovesMovies.com. That one was better. It's like some of you listened to an episode of the show between when I said none of you listened to it. Some people got up to speed and they're ready to go. Our good friend Jesse Pasternak is not going to be here this evening because he's dead. No, he is. That's messed up. He is alive and well, and I wanted to give you guys an update on him and why he's not here. He's actually out in Los Angeles, and I asked him to write a little message to the audience tonight and the listeners at home, because he's been on the last few Traverse City episodes. He says, I'm currently doing rehearsals for my Broadway show, which is called How to Succeed in Last Man Stanton with Only Sort of Trying. And it's opening across the street from Michael Moore's show. So there's a little Broadway humor for you guys, because he and I both enjoy Broadway. And then he goes, in all seriousness, if I could be serious for a moment, he says that he's working for a management company in L.A. He's interning, and he's reading a lot of scripts, and that he misses you guys. He's having fun out there, but he also wishes he were here seeing all of his friends in Traverse City. And then at the end, he said, eat lots of pie for me. So that's Jesse Pasternak. Hopefully he'll stop with this interning nonsense and come back next year and be on this show. Being on this show is better than being an intern, in my opinion. Let's look at the prize bag. It's the lovely bag, as I mentioned. Traverse City's very into recycling and stuff, and these cloth bags are very nice for bringing small items home from the store and not using plastic. But I brought to give away tonight a copy of Traverse City Magazine. Because if I take it with me and I read it when I get home, I'll just get sad. I'll miss the place so much that I'll just be like, oh, I should have left it there. These are a story that's been told a few times at this festival. These are some things they give you when you're a talent here at the festival. Cherry chews from the dog bakery. And they're doggy treats, but they have icing on them, which I don't think a dog is going to, like, spit it out if it doesn't have, you know, icing on it. But that's just my excuse for the first time I was here, maybe even the second time, I ate all of them. And honestly, I didn't think they were great, but they were all right. They were worth eating all of them, and Jeff Tate did the same thing, so I'm just giving them away this time so I don't risk coming back to my room and eating them. A copy of one of my CDs, Promotional Tool. There's a movie playing this week here at this festival called Mr. Roosevelt that I'm lucky enough to be a small part of, and it's the writer and director and star of that movie, Noelle Wells. She made a little comic book about the movie to like promote it that she was giving out to people, and I got a hold of a few, so I'm giving one to you guys tonight. A blue card from my show Getting Dug with High. This is neat. One free week of whatever they do at Yen Yoga and Fitness. So, you know, if you live around here and you win that, good for you. I've got other things to do besides yoga and fitness while I'm here, because it turns out this city is showing a lot of movies and they have alcohol. Also, here's a slice of pie. They used to put the pie in the bag, but I guess now they just want people to come over and get one. And what's the place that gives them away? The Pie Company. Traverse City Pie Company, is that what it's called? All right. Here's a Peacemaker pipe that's only been used once. And... oh, this is another cool thing they give you, is like a Swiss Army knife that's got the name of some company on it and some local merchant. Oh, and another coupon. This is for 20% off your next purchase at Eat Sparks Barbecue, or Sparks Barbecue, but their website is eatsparksbarbecue.com. All right, so I brought all that stuff. All my guests brought something, and they're going to contribute it to the bag when I bring them out here right now. Three regular guests on Doug Loves Movies that a lot of you have figured out exactly who's going to be here. But let's still give them a big warm welcome. It's Sean Jordan, Leonard Maltin, and Sam the Ma'am Levine, a.k.a. Lil Wolverine.
That was.
Oh.
Oh, God, whoa. No! Oh.
For those of you listening at home.
I wish the audience at home could have shared that experience.
That was exceptional.
That was Doug being so considerate.
Trying to help out Leonard and move a table over so he could put his drink on the table instead of having to go all the way to the floor like these other animals will have to do. And, yeah, and I did make a big mess. So, I mean, anyway, you
know, it's compared to what it could have been.
Yeah. Right. I caught it, sort of.
It looked great.
Very good save.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Let's meet my guests individually, starting with the man with water on a table. It's Leonard Maltin, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Now that. That isn't metaphor, isn't it? Water on the table, or is that just literally?
I don't know. I think you have water on the table. As do I, and I'm going to enjoy mine as well. And how are you doing? This is your... How many times have you been to Traverse City?
This is my very first visit to Traverse City.
No way!
And to the film festival.
I see you at festivals, so it feels like I've seen you at this one.
I know, but...
But this is your first time.
There's other ones, and this is my first time here with my family, my wife Alice, my daughter Jessie.
My wife!
We're having a great time meeting a lot of great people, and the weather's been gorgeous, especially today. And it's got all the right ingredients for a good film festival.
Yeah, I think you're going to have a very nice time here. And you've got some of your own events coming up this week?
Yeah, several. I'm going to be, we're going to be doing, Jesse and I are going to be doing our podcast, Maltin on Movies, Sunday morning, bright and early.
What, that's at like 9:30 a.m.?
I'm afraid it is, yes.
Yeah. At 9:30 a.m. So I'll see you later that day, probably.
Exactly. And then I'm interviewing the Alloy Orchestra that afternoon.
Oh, that's neat.
The three great guys from Boston who play incredible music for silent films. In this case, Harold Lloyd's comedy Speedy.
Yeah, I got my ticket for that one. I'm very excited to see that.
Very much looking forward to that. And I think that they've given me kind of a light schedule, which is fine with me. Cause
that's good. You can see some films. Is there a film that you're particularly looking forward to seeing here?
Well, I want to see the documentary about Gilbert Gottfried, which these guys just saw.
I just saw it and then ran over here for this, and the film was a treat, and Gilbert Gottfried was a treat because he was there in person with his wife, and they talked after the film, and it was a terrific experience. I think it plays again tomorrow.
Yeah, it has several other shows. And that's directed by Neil Berkeley, who's done a lot of other good work too, mm-hmm. including a wonderful documentary called Beauty is Embarrassing about the artist Wayne White. And if you don't know Wayne White and you do remember Pee-wee's Playhouse, then you've seen Wayne White's work. That's just his most visible work, I guess, his most celebrated work.
Yeah.
But he is something of a genius, I think.
Yeah, he's the movie's a lot about his painting and his artwork, but he did design the Pee Wee Herman set. So that's
anyway,
his claim to fame. Yeah, that's a cool movie. And same director, Neil Berkeley, did this documentary about Gilbert Gottfried, and he really followed Gilbert around for a while. And he's not like his offstage persona is different from his onstage one. So it's a fascinating documentary.
Yep. And then there are a couple of other films that have been, well, one of them opens theatrically tomorrow, I guess, which is Detroit, mm-hmm. closing night film here. But I hadn't seen it yet. So I may have the opportunity to see it here.
Seeing it here in the beautiful State Theater.
Yep.
It's one of the best theaters in the, in the world. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's, and then some surprises. I find I get more adventurous at film festivals than I am at home.
All right.
If I'm at a film festival and I'm out of town and I'm not, at home doing my everyday things, and there's a Bulgarian movie that somebody says, this is really great, you got to see it.
Yeah.
I'll go. Whereas at home, I'll say, do I really want to drive a half hour in the rain? You see this Bulgarian movie,
When's such a problem in Los Angeles, driving in the rain?
That's never happened to anybody.
Yeah. It's not a thing.
It has to be raining. There has to be a popular Bulgarian film.
That's. It could happen. It could happen,
it could.
Sean.
It could. Yeah. I agree.
Well, that's one of the cool things about this festival is that they're showing films. They have like a sidebar of, I think, 7 different movies that are all from countries that are on Trump's Muslim ban. And I'm not joking.
Yeah,
and
sounds like it should be hilarious, but
it's really cool. But the filmmakers that are involved in those films, of course, can't be here to show them. So it's a bittersweet situation. What do you have for the prize bag, Mr.
Well,
Malton?
I have, which will come to no shock to anybody who listens to your show, a copy, and yet another copy mm-hmm. of my classic movie guide.
Like, I love it.
Classic movie guide.
Hell
give
yeah.
It.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
More than 10,000 movies.
Yes.
Are in this book.
Prior to 1965.
Yeah.
And from the silent movie era up to the 60s.
Yeah.
And
then suck on this, millennials.
And then I have these buttons that my daughter has made up of me in my celebrated appearance on South Park some years ago.
Yeah, you got to run with that image.
Both me as myself and me as the robotic Leonard.
Okay.
So,
the evil robot Leonard?
Well, I'm fighting the Mecha Streisand in that episode.
Oh, okay.
And it's more than 20 years old, but it's still in their rotation. They still show it.
I can't imagine an evil anything Leonard Maltin. They all seem like sweethearts.
That's very benign and very sweet of you. Thank you, Sean.
Benign and sweet feel
it's
like
very sweet, but
things.
It's mostly benign.
Benign hurt my feelings, but sweet was cool, so I'm excited about it.
All right, let's say hello to our next panelist, the fellow on the opposite end from me. It's Sam Levine, everybody.
Oh. Hello, Traverse City.
Lil Logan is here.
That's me. under a cloud of controversy. The clouds have parted here at Traverse City.
They really I did not feel good about that win in San Diego.
He did not have a comfortable win on the last show, so he flew all the way here to have a better win.
Well...
Or at least a fairer one. It was a tricky decision on my part, and I don't know if I made the right one, but you're our standing champion at this point.
It's true. And that's all that really matters.
That's all that really matters, and we'll see how you do tonight.
We'll see. It's always an honor to lose to Mr. Leonard Maltin himself.
Well, that doesn't happen, though.
Yeah, but it could.
There's also somebody sitting in between you and Leonard. it wouldn't be an honor to lose to me all of a sudden. What a dickhead.
What do you got for the bag, Sam?
Oh, well, as some of you may or may not recall, it's high times for TV screeners at my place. So I got actually some good ones. A show called Happen Leonard, which, okay, judging by the applause, none of you have seen it. And whoever wins this, I actually recommend you watch it. You're going to be pleasantly surprised. It's the entire first season of Happen Leonard. Also, based on the Stephen King novel and from producer J.J. Abrams, it's 11/22/63, the Hulu miniseries starring some guy named James Franco. I hope that guy turns out okay.
Are you making these things up?
No, these are real things.
These are real things that
pulling out of my bag here. Also from Hulu, it's the Jason Reitman production of Casual, starring Michaela Watkins and two other actors I'm not familiar with, but I'm told it's wonderful. And last but not least, something your parents will enjoy the next time you visit them, and they're like, you never bring us any gifts. You can say, Mom, don't be ridiculous. I brought you all of last season of The Crown.
Oh, except
all but one disc of the last season.
All but one disc.
You don't get to know how it ends because it's scratched.
Don't worry, Mom. I'm sure we can look it up online. No. I blame the people at Netflix for this shoddy construction.
I think you were just dug in like a tick to The Crown last night,
yes,
and you didn't
so.
Put him back in the right way.
All right, so some of The Crown.
All right, that's Sam, why don't you gather all this stuff off the ground and bring me all of your offerings.
Will do.
Terrific job, as usual, bringing all of that stuff. Also with a plastic bag joining us tonight, his first time in Traverse City, it's Sean Jordan!
Hell yeah. I love it here.
Yeah, you're having a good time, aren't you?
I'm having a really good time.
You got a haircut today.
What up? Boy, I got a haircut. I look like a fucking monster before this, and now I look, you know, like less of a monster.
And you got some wedding clothes today?
No, we didn't. We didn't go shopping. I wanted to chill before this, so...
You ran out of time?
We didn't run out of time necessarily, but I'm just
going to hit up... We could talk about this later.
I'm going to hit up Kelly Jordan. She'll get me a wedding shirt. I have to go to a wedding on Saturday. Hilarious, right? Isn't that funny? Nobody
it's kind of fun that you had to go shopping in Traverse City because you have nothing you could have worn to a wedding.
I've been on the road for a couple weeks, and it's like T-shirts and a sweater, you know?
Thank you, Sam.
That ain't gonna do it. Excuse me?
I don't think they were saying anything that involves us.
Oh.
Just people chatting in the crowd. So
that was a loud chat.
Yeah. But I'm glad you're having a good experience here so far.
Oh,
and
yeah, it's crazy.
Is that one of the things you did instead of shopping for yourself, is shopping for the gift bag?
That's exactly what I did.
What do you got for the prize bag?
I took the time. I shopped in my swag bag, and I brought this sparkling wine, I believe. Sort of a Traverse City commemorative situation. And then...
You could christen a small boat with that.
You could. Yeah. Maybe you'd christen a jet ski with this, I think. And I brought some dog treats, like my friend.
Boy, doubling up on dog treats.
And if you guys just know someone with a dog, you could go ahead.
You're
and
You're really
going
to go nuts with that.
And then I brought some Sour Patch Kids because they're the best thing to eat while you're watching a movie. Who said yeah? Goddamn right, Playboy. You said it. And then a $15 iTunes gift card.
Whoa.
So you need to purchase.
Now we're talking.
Yeah. Doesn't take a lot to impress Traverse City. That's... I could have bought two of these. What's up?
It really is funny that a $15 iTunes gift card got the biggest reaction of anything
Somebody
I mean,
else
it's
up
the
here
entire season of The Crown, you guys.
Thank you, Doug. It's most of the first season of The Crown.
And also a book written by somebody on the panel. That's astonishing. Can't go down to CVS and buy a book that I wrote. You know what I mean?
Not yet.
I appreciate the confidence. Now I don't feel benign anymore.
There
like
it
that.
Is.
So all of that is going to be somebody's burden because it is very heavy and has glass and alcohol in it. But somebody's going to win all of that tonight.
You know what I wish I could have brought, but it was too squishy.
Heroin.
To survive. No. No, heroin. And that's
is heroin squishy?
I don't think so. I have no personal experience. But there's a bakery and coffee house here in town called Morsels.
Okay.
That has done a series of special cakes and goodies named after guests at this year's festival. And they have created something called the Leonard Malted.
Malted.
Which is, yes, little like chocolate cake balls with milk chocolate frosting and malted, crushed malt, like Whoppers. Yeah, something like that inside.
Leonard, I love your chocolate cake balls.
You had to go there. You had to go there.
I mean,
no, I'm going
us.
To go there.
You took us there. You were taking us on a walk. We were going to jump off the dock. You know what I mean?
Did you see any other examples of food named after people?
Yes, I can't remember any of them. But if you drop by Morsels. Or go online to look them up, you will find them. Very
oh, they have it on their website?
If they don't have a Doe Benson... No?
I'd be all right.
Groaning for that was hilarious.
Thank you.
There's zero reason to groan at that. It was
Thanks.
Perfect. Yeah, it was perfect.
I appreciate it, Sean.
We like each other now, but wait till we start playing.
So, Doug, you apparently didn't get the beard memo tonight.
No, I was like, I'm going to let my guests shine in the beard department, mm-hmm. and I'm going to be beardless.
Okay.
But with facial hair, though. Yeah, I'm not not good at shaving. Which is funny that one of our sponsors of the show tonight is Harry's Shave Club. For only... Just launch into an
I just
app.
Look right over Harry. What the fuck? Harry's Shave Club.
But I have a few questions before we get to the game portion of the show, as I always do. And Sam, having been on the most recent show, is probably the one that's most prepped for these questions.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe thought about them a little bit.
I've got some answers ready to go.
Nine inches.
Which question would you like me to start with?
Why don't you ask me to recommend a movie that I think you will love that you have not seen?
Okay, this is a great one. I asked my guests, what's the best movie Doug Benson has never seen? You don't know what I've seen.
I don't know what you've seen, but I'm going to take a shot. You've not seen this film because it is from the 70s, and it's a film called California Split.
Sam, you and I have played poker together.
Yep.
We're both big James Caan fans.
I
was just trying to ramp up to, I've seen it.
James Caan, I don't believe is in that.
Oh, he's not in that one?
No, that's Elliot Gould.
Oh, Elliot Gould, Elliot Gould.
George Segal.
But James Caan is in The Gambler.
Yes.
Yes, which is another, both of those movies are like about a person with a real fucked up gambling problem.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is exactly what they're about.
That's why I confuse them.
I understand.
But
yeah,
now I have to California Split.
Yes, you do.
And then I drop the mic and walk out.
This, I've never heard
gotta,
of either one of those movies.
I got to
do the rest of this show. Sean, pardon me, Sean.
That's okay. I wasn't going to get mad about it.
Sam, Sean.
A movie that, boy, I don't know. You guys are really letting me stew in it. Everybody Wants Some? Did you watch that? It just recently came
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I saw that.
Joint? Okay.
Richard
well, then,
Linklater.
Yeah. Then that's what, you know, that would have been.
That was your attempt. Do you remember before coming to the show that this question was going to come up?
No.
Oh, okay. We've never talked about it before?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. Must be something I've been asking so recently that you haven't been on and asked that question.
Yeah, I mean, I was on like 3 weeks ago or something.
Yeah, so I asked you the question.
No, you didn't. I swear to God. Have you ever seen The Program, the movie The Program?
Yeah.
Speaking of James Caan...
Jimmy, I call him. Call
the
him
program.
Jimmy.
I like that movie, but it made me want to go lie in the middle of a road until I was dead.
I just watched that deleted scene. I just watched it on YouTube the other day because the program is on like Hulu or something. So I watched it. It's a football movie. Doesn't hold up, but it got me fucking pumped when I was in middle school to go play football. So I watched it again. Didn't get me pumped to go
Wait,
do it.
Wait, that was your Hail Mary, Doug, this is a movie you're going to love, a movie that you went on to say isn't good at all?
I said it doesn't hold up. I didn't say it wasn't good.
It doesn't hold up.
I like it still.
Well, if it doesn't hold up, then that makes it no longer good. That's potato, what that potato. Expression means.
Potato, potato. He laughs.
Now, I know Leonard's going to have a good one because he can go deeper than these guys.
Well,
is this supposed
with those
to be
chocolate balls?
There, it's damn right.
I feel so bad now.
Now, is this supposed to be a good movie, Doug?
That's what I'm saying. The best movie that I've never seen. Like, I'm going to just be delighted and be like, why did I never see this? This is so good.
Okay. Employee's Entrance.
That's where you go deep.
So you have to go to the back of the video store to get this one?
Yes. Yes. You have to tunnel under the video store.
What is Employee's Entrance?
It's a pre-code, you know, about those pre-1934 movies, but from Warner Brothers. Very racy, very raw, funny, fast. Stars Warren William, who's in a lot of those movies, who's a suave leading man, kind of the poor man's John Barrymore, and a beautiful Loretta Young. And it's about a lascivious boss at a department store. And it's really good. And I showed it the year before last at the Virginia Film Festival. The Library of Congress loaned us their 35mm print, and it played like gangbusters. The audience really ate it up.
And how else could we see it?
It's on DVD.
I want people to be able to see this instead of just you bringing up some movie nobody can access. No,
that sounds tricky.
It's part of the...
Call the Library of Congress.
It's
book a tour.
It shows up on TCM. So it might be on their app. You know, they have
Turner Classic Movies.
Classic Movies.
Okay.
And if it's not on their app, then it is available as part of the DVD series called Forbidden Hollywood.
All right.
And
Employee's
Hollywood.
Entrance.
Terrific. Yep.
It's not the catchiest title, but well, sounds like a fascinating film.
Judge it after you see the film.
Okay. That's another good question I should bring up to people. What's the movie that has a title that you hate, but you like the movie? Mine has to be Larry Crown. No, I don't like Larry Crown. But I also don't like that title. All right, so my follow-up question, and this is, since we're at a film festival, I would like it to be something that you've seen at the festival, if you have already seen anything. Starting with Sam, what was the last movie you saw?
Well, Doug, you were there. We literally just watched Gilbert right before doing this show.
And you liked it?
I enjoyed it thoroughly. Not to brag or nothing, guys, but I know Gilbert and his wife, Dara, and they are wonderful people, and this is an incredibly sweet, touching documentary about the two of them and their relationship and Gilbert and his career. And if you're even familiar with who Gilbert is, you should check this movie out when you can.
Yeah, even if you're not. I think it'd be a fun exposure to him in general.
Yeah.
If you just watched it, if you weren't familiar with him.
Sure.
But people are familiar with him because everybody's heard that goddamn Affleck duck.
Damn right. And also, it is screamingly funny. He tells, there's a lot of jokes.
It's a lot of filthy humor, too.
Very
dirty. It is the sweetest, filthy movie I've seen.
Yeah.
It really is an interesting experience. Sean?
I saw Paris Can Wait the other day. And I thought it was fantastic. I'm a big romantic comedy guy, so I was super into it. Nobody gives a fuck. I open my soul. I open my soul. I say I'm a big romantic comedy fan. It's all about drinking wine.
Tell us about the movie. Who's
I was just staring at you because I was like, you know, wanting to hear more.
Oh, Diane Lane, Alec Baldwin, and a fetching French gentleman. I forget his name, but he was fantastic.
It's not the guy from The Artist, is it?
No.
Okay.
It's not Jean.
Alec Baldwin's a producer, and his wife goes from, I think, Barcelona to Paris on a road trip with this French dude that Alec Baldwin works with because he has to go to Budapest, I think, for some sort of filming situation. That was crazy. Yeah, anyway, they just take a long romantic road trip up the coast, and she's debating if she's going to fuck this dude the whole time or not.
You have All right, you've said enough.
Yeah, yeah. Go see if she fucks him, I guess.
It's a charming film.
Yeah, we don't need to. You've seen it, Leonard?
Oh, it's a charming film. And it was made by...
That's how I was supposed to say it.
Damn it. And it was made by Eleanor Coppola, mm-hmm. Francis Ford Coppola's wife.
True story.
She's 80 years old.
Whoa.
This is her first film.
She's
Damn.
She made a great documentary about the making of Apocalypse Now some years ago.
Yeah.
But she hasn't made a film since, and she's never made a dramatic film before. Mm-hmm.
So she's the Grandma Moses of the Will They or Won't They Fuck movies?
You said that.
I did say that. And I hope that they print that quote on the back of the DVD. I really do.
That's what they sometimes call a money quote, but I don't know that this one is really
You know what's going to be weird is I'm going to tell people that you said that.
It pays your money, it takes your chances.
All right, Leonard, are you ready to answer that question?
Well, not easily, because my family and I just came from a two-week adventure at a film festival in the Czech Republic.
Whoa.
The Karlovy Vary Film Festival, which has been going since 1946. And it's a very old and established film festival. And we saw a lot of interesting movies there that probably will never play here, from Russia, from France, from Israel, from a variety of countries, and all really worthwhile. But I don't know how many of them will get a shot here at U.S. Distribution.
Did you see some stuff that would be come over here? Was it all just...
There's one. Well, what's funny is there's one film that's an Israeli-German co-production. And believe it or not...
Yeah.
Not expected.
And, that sounds tense.
And what's... The filmmakers were there. It was its premiere showing. The filmmakers were there. The leading cast members were there. And the audience just adored it and gave it a lengthy standing ovation. The kind you read about it from the Cannes Film Festival where they applaud for like 5 minutes straight. And Alice and I hated it. And
were you guys just putting your hand between people's hands like with a glove on so they couldn't applaud?
It didn't work. But if it's a crowd pleaser, perhaps it'll get make some waves and make its way over here.
Do you know what it's called?
I used to.
Before you hated it.
That's reasonable.
The Cake Maker. Thank you, honey. It's called The Cake Maker.
Oh, that guy that has to go in the employee's entrance?
Hey, the cake maker's here.
All right. Not a lot to recommend to people, at least not currently. I mean, Gilbert will probably show up somewhere sometime soon.
Oh, I hope so, yeah.
And Eleanor Coppola's movie,
Paris Can Wait.
Is in release already.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Feels like a Woody Allen movie to me. The title and the cast and everything.
It's a lot like a Woody Allen movie, which I'm stoked about. It was great.
All right.
It's all about drinking and eating. I love both those things.
I saw on day one here, I saw Daniel Blake. Mm-hmm. You seen that one? It's the new Ken Loach. Yeah, and it is just a gut punch. It is so devastating. It's a fascinating movie, great characters, really interesting. And then at the end, you're just like, I can't even. And then... then the next day, what I see the next day, I saw parts of Reservoir Dogs, part of it. Right. But no, I saw all of something in the afternoon. Oh, it was called Quest. And this was a documentarian or a guy that became a documentarian in the process because he started off a photographer just doing an art project. He followed this one family with cameras in North Philadelphia for 8 years, and some stuff, this family goes through some stuff, and it's real, again, like it was just crazy emotional. So like every time a movie ends here, because also I found Gilbert emotional for a lot of reasons.
Sure.
And every time a movie ends here, I'm just like wiping tears off of my face. So I was hoping one of you guys would recommend something that wouldn't make me want to kill myself.
Paris Can Wait, my friend.
Okay. I mean, I, if she decides not to fuck him, I will kill myself.
I don't want to wreck
that
anything.
Story seems like it could go bad for me.
I think you have a promising double feature in Paris Can Wait and Employee's Entrance, actually.
Yeah, that sounds sounds like a real fun day for me.
All right, this is the part where I tell Bert Kreischer to turn the show off because I'm about to say, let the games begin.
Woo!
Gentlemen, we got a lot of great name tags in the audience. Oh, I didn't see Matt Roosevelt. That's a cool one. So we need each of you to go select who you'd like to play for by just taking the name tag from them. There's a lot of Inglorious Bastards out there, Sam.
There is an insane
and there's a
amount
lot of people of signs
bastards.
That say that as well. And while you guys pick, we'll go to a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Oh, my God.
Today's episode is brought to you by Casper Mattresses. The Casper is an obsessively engineered mattress at a shockingly fair price. Supportive memory foams create an award-winning sleep surface with just the right sink and just the right bounce. Try Casper for 100 nights risk-free in your own home. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. Casper understands the importance of truly sleeping on a mattress before you commit, especially considering you're going to spend a third of your life on it. Free shipping and returns to US and Canada. With over 20,000 reviews and an average of 4.8 stars, it's quickly becoming the internet's favorite mattress. I know producer Ryan sleeps on a Casper mattress, and he told me that it's like sleeping on cotton candy. Get $50 towards any mattress purchase by visiting casper.com/movies using offer code MOVIES. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, we're back. Tell us about your name tags, guys. Starting with Leonard, you went with Marx Brothers.
I went with the Marx Brothers, tried and true, in Animal Zackers, as opposed to Animal Crackers. And the faces have been distorted, let's say, creatively.
Yeah, so Sam is, which one is he?
Sam is Groucho.
Yeah.
Damn and, right.
And Harpo is Leonard.
I'm Harpo.
Chico is me.
Yep.
And of course, Sean is Zeppo. It makes perfect sense.
Is Zeppo the coolest person?
Yep, he's the coolest one. He's the most famous of all the Marx Brothers. People turn on Marx Brothers movie going, I can't wait to hear what Zeppo's got to say.
I'm starting to feel kind of benign again.
I would think Sean's more of a gummo. Thank you, Leonard.
I don't like what's happening up here with my friends.
What are you wearing, Sean? Did you pick out something for the wedding on Saturday?
He would be stoked. His wife would fucking be furious if I wore this. I'm wearing the name tag. I'm thrilled about it. Brad Santa. And I'm sure, I don't know, I'll tweet a picture out because it's dope. It's the first name tag that I've ever been able to wear. So I'm excited about it. And it wasn't supposed to be the sweater, but Brad Santa was cool enough to make the name tag the sweater. So I picked.
Wait.
It was supposed
Brad was just wearing the sweater?
Well, I mean, I think it went, and I went, I was like...
You insisted on taking his clothing?
I go, I was like, listen, dickhead, give me your sweatshirt. I have a wedding to go to on Saturday. If we can make a trade, then yes, I'll pick your name tag. So, you know, here we go.
I would be so happy if you wore that to the wedding.
I got all G'd up over here in my jeans with the hole in the crotch. I can wear those.
But I think we should give it back to Brad because the bars don't let people in shirtless around here.
And, oh, no, I wouldn't dare do that. He's got
Oh, okay, he's got another shirt.
Yeah, that'd be You thought that I was going to make Brad sit there with no shirt on?
I just kept looking over at Brad, and I don't know if you'll find this offensive or not, but I was just wondering why Weird Al Yankovic was at the show. He's a friend of mine. He could be up here. But good job, Brad. What do you got, Sam?
So this was very difficult for me because a lot of you made a lot of Inglourious Bastards posters. There was even a drones poster over there. Shout out to you. That was awesome. But Laura went really next level, and she took a production still of me from the film as opposed to just Photoshopping my face onto Brad Pitt's.
That's so sick. Mm-hmm.
And she's Inglourious. Inglourious Bastards.
Yeah, we discussed that at the beginning of the show. That one caught my eye.
Indeed. And I'm a slight point deduction for calling me Sam the Man. I'm the Ma'am. Please. But AKA Lil Wolverine. And I just, that's the toughest I've ever looked in any photo I've ever taken. Holding.
You look tough in that photo?
Hey,
I'm holding a gun, man.
Hey, don't listen.
Yeah, but
to
the
him.
Face doesn't say tough at all. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that guy thinks you're 12.
I was 12 in this. Definitely not 26.
All right. Well, great job, everybody. And good luck to the people who were chosen. I have no idea how we're doing on time, so I'm going to glance at it. Oh, well, that's not too bad. We got several games that I'd like you gentlemen to play, starting with a little something that I call Characters Welcome. And this is a game that
TNT.
One or two people in the audience love. And I am going to name characters played by a particular actor or actress, and the first one to guess who that is the winner of the game.
Sounds good.
Yeah, you can guess as often as you'd like, and I'll even take a pre-guess if you want to do one right now.
Jim Bruce Carrey. Willis.
No and no. Leonard, do you have a pre-guess?
Roderick Crawford.
Nope.
I mean, wildly different. We don't have to say our name. We just guess, right?
Yeah, just say as often as you like. Just okay. Say it out. Who played these parts? Tim. Played a character named Tim. Bruce.
Is it me, Doug?
Sheldon.
Yeah, that's me.
Dirk. Spanky. Ha ha ha, ha ha ha, I'm just kidding, it's Sam Levine. Let's play this game for real.
There were no last names there. That was Tim Steinberg. Thank you. Bruce had no last name.
All right, well, some of these are full names for the real person. All right, here we go. This is the real game. I was just having fun.
Thank God.
What did you play Dirk in?
Club Dread.
Oh, okay.
Tight.
Who played Private Roy Loomis? How about, and this is just for the people on stage, by the way, how about Captain Hank Wilson? Or Charlie Bubber Reeves? Paul Bratter? A character called Dorfmunder.
Vin Diesel?
Nope.
All right.
Is there an actor named What the Hell Are You Talking About?
Gary Cooper.
Bill McKay.
James Stewart.
Nope. Johnny Hooker.
Val Kilmer? No.
Oh, my God.
Not Val Kilmer. This actor also played... Jay Gatsby.
Leonardo DiCaprio. DiCaprio.
No. Robert Redford.
That is correct. It's Robert Redford. Next, I was going to say the Sundance Kid, and then Bob Woodward.
No idea he was in so many war pictures.
Yeah, those movies were, all the ones I was saying before were from the 60s and 70s, and so that's why Sean was so confused. But Sam won that game, so that means he gets to go first in our next game called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? And yes, more people are into that game. This is a game where I'm going to say a tagline from a motion picture, and this is one at a time you get to guess on these. So we'll start with Sam, and then we'll go to Sean and then Leonard. And if the person in front of you doesn't get it, then you get a shot at it. So only guess when asked to guess. Sam?
Yes, sir.
What movie has the tagline, "The ocean is calling"?
The ocean is calling. The Big Blue?
No.
All right.
Not a bad guess.
Thank you very much.
Not a correct guess. But not a bad one. Sean, The Ocean is Calling.
Blue Crush?
Now,
somebody scoffed.
Are you just saying blue because Sam said it?
Completely different movie.
Leonard, do you have any idea? The Ocean is Calling.
The Deep?
Oh, that's another good guess. In all three of those cases, if The Ocean was calling me, I would let it go to voicemail. But the correct answer is Moana. Moana.
My favorite film.
Yeah, Moana. It's playing in the free space here this Sunday night. The open space. It's free to the public, and it's great watching movies out of doors. Sam?
Yes, sir.
Here's a new one for you.
Okay.
What movie has the tagline, "Here's to the fools who dream"?
A little film called La La Land?
That's right, and it's played last night in the open space.
Those were wildly dipped. That was... One of those was easy.
All right, Sean, you got to go first on this next one.
Wanted the easy one.
He was a cool customer. Until the law made it hot for him.
I think up until now, I've had a failure to communicate, so I'm going to say Cool Hand Luke.
Cool Hand Luke is correct. Playing here at the Traverse City Film Festival this Sunday.
Got a theme.
Let's see what Leonard does with this one. Bob's a special kind of friend. The kind that drives you crazy.
As in, what about Bob?
What about Bob? We have a three-way tie.
I would never say that you look like Dr. Leo Marvin under any other circumstances, but I'm going to say it right now.
Okay.
All right.
I can live with that.
Yeah. What does that mean?
What?
He told him he looks like Dr. Leo Marvin.
Yeah, the Richard Dreyfuss character,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
What, I'm bored with it, I guess?
Yeah.
Just say that to every person you see with white hair and a beard.
Well, he is a miracle worker. Leonard Maltin, I mean. I got
rubbing his face, goddammit.
Yeah,
nothing.
All right.
Leonard even told you that got nothing without even saying it into his microphone.
It's true.
He's got the microphone down by his knee.
He doesn't need the listeners to hear him burning you. He just quietly burns you.
Fine, he's not a miracle worker. Whatever. You guys don't know our relationship.
All right, so to settle the tie on this one, all of you, your buzzers are open, unlocked.
All right.
Everybody, just guess as soon as you think you know it.
Okay. Reservoir Dogs.
Did I allow for pre-guessing? You're out.
Okay.
Oh, hell yeah.
I got to give Sean and Leonard a chance tonight, you guys. Any chance to knock Sam out? Okay, between you two.
You're serious. He's out.
Yeah, he's out.
Put my microphone down.
Say it.
The story of a man who could only count to number one.
Infinity Baby.
Is that like if you wished...
I don't know.
If you wish Baby Driver would never end? Infinity Baby Driver? There's a movie here at the festival called Infinity Baby. That's not the correct answer. Leonard, do you have any idea?
None.
All right, Sam.
Reservoir Dogs. I have no idea.
You really don't know?
No, I don't know.
That's interesting. Yeah, so the people in the audience know.
Mr. Roosevelt?
Somebody in the audience just said Shake and Bake.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, Talladega Nights. Oh, okay.
You could have held that up and not said anything and nobody would have got mad. You wouldn't have been cheating. You would have been
hey,
like...
Hey, I was waiting for that. Settle down.
Talladega Nights, the Ballad of Ricky Bobby.
There you go.
No.
Are you guys competing with each other or just hanging out? What's going on?
Well, I was out of the game. I thought
I got it when I said Talladega Nights. I forgot about the full
time. No, I brought you back in, Sam, when it was these two fellas were drawn blanks. Sean was almost going to go see that movie the other night.
I was. It's true.
Yeah, because it played out the outdoor space as well.
Yeah.
So that was the theme of all of those.
It rained? I don't know why I didn't go see it.
We did something else. We already seen Talladega Nights.
Oh, yeah,
we were at the opening night party.
I got hammered. What do you do?
All right, you guys. I want you guys to just really dig in and compete.
I'm here. I'm ready.
No shit. You're here.
Let's do it.
You guys are.
You're like, look at everybody's posture. Sam is ready to go.
No, I'm putting on.
I'm playing.
I'm putting on
Leonard
my
is
game
just
face.
Chilling and.
No, I'm putting on my game face right now.
Sean's just getting drunk.
I'm not.
Sean looks like he just needs to get a new cab, leave the Christmas party.
I do look like that. I'm going to give you that. I do. That's exactly what I look like.
Yep.
Susan's not having it, man. I got to go. She's still married. Take me home. Monday's going to be a bummer. Like if I were leaving the Christmas party, you know? And I've been trying to fuck Susan for like a year.
People are really being cheated by not being able to see this Christmas sweater. This is an outstanding
They'll see it. I'll
Christmas
tweet it.
Sweater.
It is pretty dank.
Yeah.
I'm really feeling it.
Yeah.
I don't know why the house lights just got brighter. Like, someone in the theater thought Leonard means the audience members are being cheated.
No.
By not being able to see it.
The listeners.
Yeah, exactly. The listeners are. Yeah. They'll get an eyeful of it, though. We'll make sure we get a picture of it.
All right.
Yeah.
Am I having a stroke? It just got really bright, then very dim in here.
That's what we were talking about.
All of that is true.
You might be having a stroke because you missed that part of the conversation that we were just having.
Okay.
We just
learned to spot the warning signs, people.
Wait, did I miss the last 30 seconds of what everybody with a microphone said?
Am I going deaf from a stroke?
I believe that I am.
Brad Santa's a doctor. Maybe he could help out.
What kind of doctor?
Didn't land. A cool
Who's
one,
a
bro.
Doctor?
I was kidding. It didn't land. It was one of those jokes that wasn't good.
I still would like you to answer the question, who's the doctor?
Brad Santa.
Oh, okay.
I feel like I missed something.
Yeah. All right, so...
Yeah.
We're going to play a game called Last Man Stanton.
I'm in.
Okay.
I'm in there like swimwear. Let's compete.
All right.
Yeah, this is the one where... We're going to get a name from an audience member of an actor or actress, hopefully someone that's not from too long ago so Sean can participate, and hopefully someone who's not too, what would be like out of your wheelhouse, Leonard, like people that are in horror movies?
Yeah.
Yeah. Teen comedies, you probably don't have to sit through too many of those anymore.
I choose not to.
But I'm really good at those, so try to like push for those.
What's your favorite teen comedy of all time, Leonard?
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Nice.
Wow. I would have said Beach Blanket Bingo for you.
Well, you would have been wrong.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Good thing that wasn't one of the games.
Now, this isn't going to be a popular opinion, but it's going to be not another teen movie. And it's absolutely hilarious. It's a hilarious movie. Even for those shitty parody movies, it's fantastic.
Did I ask you what yours was?
No, but Sam said his, Leonard said his, and I was going to say mine regardless if you asked or not. Because I had a feeling you weren't going to ask, so I just said it. And I knew you were
going to
say
that. Yeah, I'm not interested in what someone who is just a teenager thinks of teenage movies. this was a conversation for us. But you do like that movie, not another teenage movie?
Yeah.
It was. I'm talking to you, Sean.
Oh, yes.
When I speak to you, you don't answer. And when I don't ask you, you do answer.
Yes, I love that movie.
Is that a magical sweater that makes you drunk?
I'm not drunk.
It makes you Christmas drunk when you put it on. Look at how sober Brad Santa looks right now.
I feel like I'm being painted in a bad light. I'm not drunk. I will be later.
All right.
I guarantee that, but I'm not right now.
Might as well be now.
I'm at work.
Might as well. Oh, really? I thought you were at the work party.
God damn it, Susan. I guess I'll drink the whole bottle then.
All right, here we go. Where is D_Chungus?
What?
Front row. Off in the case. Super fan. I believe you contacted me 2 or 3 days ago via Twitter. Your other name besides D_Chungus, I mean, that's pretty catchy, but you're also listed as Meow Spaceman. So that's what really catches my eye. I'm like, oh, Meow Spaceman, this guy's going to be interesting. What's his Twitter handle? D_Chungus?
Not a real name in there. That's fun.
Yeah, he's keeping it anonymous. But now we're looking right at him. Who's that sitting next to you?
I don't know.
You don't know that person? You have the same clothes on.
It's 100% true. They
I
really
thought there were like
they
brothers that showed up. Let's wear our blue t-shirts and our brown khaki shorts. Let's do this. Oh, they're green? I apologize. I take it all back.
You guys are wearing the same shit. That's crazy.
All right, so... what's your actual name?
Peter.
Peter, okay, Peter.
You were off the grid.
Oh, we talked to him earlier because his name was on, his name tag was Peter. What was it?
Peter Town.
He changed the to Peter. I know it was Chinatown, but it'd be even funnier if somebody took the town and covered up the with their own name.
You know, you see how it's catchy, right? Everyone's like, Peter, no, that doesn't make any sense. If your name was like, then it would work. A town.
All right, so Peter, town. You told me you have a suggestion for this game, and we're going to hear that suggestion now. Just a regular one.
Okay. Mashup?
Sometimes we do a mashup. What? Now, Peter.
Fuck.
Peter, I wish there was a place I could send you to called Petertown. Where you could learn that Marlon Wayans, especially for extremely white panel, might be kind of a toughie. So do you want to toss out another idea? John Travolta is perfect.
I can rip off some Marlon Wayans movies. Let's not get it twisted. I can.
No. Don't mess with this. Don't mess with this.
All right. So
making. So don't mess with this.
So Sam has been winning all night. So he's going to go second. I'm going to go first, and then we'll go to Sean and Leonard, and then back to me because I like to play along. That's why we got the suggestion from Peter. Thank you very much. John Travolta starred in a movie called Perfect.
Why would you take a deep cut like that right out of the gate?
Well, because I had just said out loud, John Travolta, that name is perfect. So I wanted to say it before any of you thought of it, which you clearly all did not.
Wow.
And hold all the rest of your questions, Sean, until after the game. Sam.
Look who's talking.
Sean.
Greece,
very
good. Nothing funny about it.
Yeah.
It.
The Devil's Reign.
Oh, Leonard with the deepest cut of them all. All right, we're going that far back, are we?
It's not far. You can't go further back.
Well, I'm going to go in the other direction and say Carrie.
Oh.
Yeah. He's in Carrie. Don't look at me like that.
No, he is. He's 100% in Carrie.
I didn't. It wasn't disbelief. It was. I just.
What was that look?
I didn't know that, man. I was
excited.
Excited. Yeah.
Okay. Shit. Check it out sometime.
I do things right sometimes.
No, your face looked like you were stunned.
Yeah.
Not delighted.
You know what I want to do when you look at me like that? I want to take your face off.
You know what I want to do to you? I want to take your Battlefield Earth off.
Good one.
I want to rip it right off.
Leonard. He said white, Battlefield Earth.
White man's burden.
Oh, that is good. Yeah, yeah. I always party too hard when I come to Traverse City, and you know, by the weekend, I'm really messed up. Like, I'm pretty sure I'll have Saturday Night Fever.
Hey, look who's talking too. Am I right?
I feel you. Pulp Fiction. Know what I mean? Crazy.
I do know what you mean.
Right over there, Pulp Fiction. He's still, you know.
Do we all have to play this?
Because no, you don't have to form it as a sentence.
No. Because we all mentioned that Sean got a fresh haircut today, mm-hmm. and I'm sure they used some hairspray.
Yay!
They did. A lot of hairspray in this mug.
What's the name of the place where you got your hair did? That was me asking you a question.
I know. I know that. I was trying to think.
You were just still drinking while I was...
Fuck, man. I just can't remember the name of Lori's spot for some reason right now. Do you remember it?
You could ask her.
Foxy. Say it.
Foxy's.
No. Foxy. Foxy.
How do you think it's spelled, Sean?
Faxie.
No.
I didn't really think that.
So what do you think it is spelled like?
Foxy?
Correct.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
There it is.
Looking good, dude.
I appreciate it.
Whose turn is it?
It's yours.
Oh. I thought it was Michael's turn.
Fuck, man.
But there's no one up here named Michael.
No, but Jesus, look who's talking now. All three! How did I get all three of those?
Because who knows what those are fucking called? Why is it the second one called Look Who's Talking Too, still talking, and somebody else is talking?
It's two.
Why don't they have a colon and everything?
It's T-O-O.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Good job.
All right.
It was fun to have you do that little run.
Yeah. I'm not going to think of one in the next 10 seconds.
How about if I gave you 12 seconds?
Had to have been a hint.
Nothing?
8 seconds? Was there a rodeo movie named 8 seconds that he was in?
There sure was, but I don't think John Travolta was in that unless he also played Luke on Beverly Hills 90210.
And I'm out. Sorry, Brad.
Does he have to? When does he have to give you the shirt back?
Whenever.
Talk to me in 10 years, Playboy. I'm gonna wear this. I'm gonna wear this for a while. I like it. It fits. It feels silky.
Hey, shit! We forgot about lifelines.
Oh shit!
Yeah, we can go to Brad Santa to see if he's got one.
Phenomenon, Playboy. We're still
Phenomenon.
In it.
Phenomenon, you're still in it. Excellent. Good job. So, yeah, Leonard, if you need your lifeline, it'll be the person whose name tag you chose.
Okay.
But I think you still got more Travoltas in you.
I hope so. Urban Cowboy?
Yeah, of course.
Prequel to 8 seconds, obviously.
Did him bringing up rodeo help you to think of that?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm always struggling to find people to be guests on my show. In Traverse City, there's always lots of great people to choose from, but also I have to bring people in. And I talked to the festival about who would you like to see on the show. And we all agreed that for this one tonight, we needed to get Shorty. And I think I know what Sam's going to say to that, maybe.
Dude.
Don't.
Dude. Be cool.
Be cool. Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just let me be in the game a little longer? Fucking crap. I mean, I don't want to hold it up. It's not going to happen.
All right. Leonard?
I hope I'm getting this title right. Engine Company 49?
Oh, damn it. I'm sorry. But you want to use your lifeline for something else
yes,
or
do.
For correction
yes.
on that one?
Do we want to... Will you tell me the correct title?
Oh, I will when it's my turn. Where is your lifeline at? Oh, here in the front row. What's you got one for him?
Saturday Night Fever.
Well, I said Saturday Night Fever because I'm going to come down with it. He said Grease because he has some in his hair. He went to Foxy today.
There blowout. You go. That one blowout. Has not been said because it's on my list.
Blowout.
Okay. Yeah. You going with Blowout?
I'm going with Blowout.
All right, Leonard goes with Blowout. That's correct. All right, for my next one, I would like to say... Ladder 49.
There it is.
Yeah.
Sure, the Hunky Fireman.
I was trying
movie.
To fucking unlock that one in my brain, but I just...
I just had to get rid of it in case you thought of it.
I didn't have the password. I thought it was Swordfish, but...
Turns out. I'm glad I'm out. I can't do this. Yeah. I can't do this magic. This is crazy. It's like I'm up here with three wizards. I love it.
Leonard, do you have another one?
I'm running dry.
Yeah.
Because the last few films of his I've seen have not been memorable.
Get your shit together, John.
No, I like John Travolta. He did a film where he played an art forger. Did you see that one? I don't think it opened in theaters. I think it went direct to...
Yeah, I don't know if I saw it, but if I'm aware of him being in something, you're right. Like his movies aren't always great, but I like him so much as an actor. If he's in it, that makes me want to check it out.
Yeah, no, I like him.
But this game is hard to you run out of titles at a certain point, and I think
like
that's where we are.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think I've just.
But great job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can clap. Yeah. Go ahead. Feel free.
That's pity applause.
Right.
That's pity applause. That's so sad.
I didn't even get that, so, you know. I just got shut the fuck up stares is what I got.
That sounds like somebody wants you to leave the room and be quiet. Shut the fuck up stares. Well, I mean, I'd say another title, but I've got a bolt.
Oh.
Hey!
People excited just, for that one. People, the kids knew that one probably.
If it's just down to you and me, Doug, there might be a fight. This could be a whole mad town. Mad City.
Oh.
Self-corrected. Oh, man. Sorry, I'm locked in. Mad City. What do you want from me, guys?
I decide when an answer is locked in. In a Valley of Violence is a movie that he's in that I enjoy a great deal that's more recent. I saw it last, like a year ago at South by Southwest. So that's my answer. In a Valley of Violence.
Was that whole thing the title of the movie?
Huh? That's not a bluff. I'm not Graham Elwood. That movie doesn't star Leif Garrett.
I'm worried about... fuck it. The Boy in the Plastic Bubble.
Made for television. I win.
Can I go to
do
my...
Do you want to go to your lifeline?
Sure.
Wild Hogs.
Wild Hogs!
Wild Hogs! Holy shit.
How the fuck?
Way to go, Laura.
How could we miss good Wild going. Hogs?
I do not know.
I thought sitting up here that we were... The experts.
Oh!
You guys, nobody told me I could check my tattoos for movies because I would have seen right here my Wild Hogs tattoo and that would have reminded me.
Where is it? On your leg right next to your Wild Hog?
My Wild Hog.
Is it on the side where the dingle dangles? Are you trying to think of another one, Sam?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
God damn it.
There was that one he did that one time.
No, there was this.
And there was that other one.
No, there's a movie. It has the word. Do not yell it out, folks. I'm going to work this one
through.
Do
not, folks.
It's got the word kill in the title, and it's him and De Niro, and it is unfucking watchably bad. And I've seen it twice and still can't remember the name of this movie. And Milo Ventimiglia is in it. He plays De Niro's son, and it's called, like, it's not Kill Shot, and it's not Righteous Kill.
I'd walk away from that one and pick one of the dozens of other movies he was in.
Don't let him in your head, dude.
Oh, man.
I'm not in his head. I'm just over here.
No, there are dozens, and I was having trouble coming up with
I don't know if it's dozens, but he's made a lot of
movies. Oh, he's made a lot of movies, and a lot of them have gone straight to DVD.
Mm-hmm.
He was not in Stayin' Alive.
And also, Be Quiet.
I guess.
Wait, what? He was the star of it.
Well, Stayin' Awake is what Donna Pascal called it. Thank you, Leonard. That one was just for you.
But just because you put it in a sentence and made it all clever doesn't mean I appreciate you yelling out answers while we're still playing. So Stayin' Alive's off the table.
And that's fine. It wasn't on my list. How many more you got?
I don't have too many anymore. Oh. I mean, I've got Two of a Kind with Olivia Newton-John. Moment to Moment with Lily Tomlin.
Nope,
wasn't never forget.
That's awful, right?
I will never forget seeing that movie because...
oh, my God, PTSD.
No.
Leonard, put the gun down.
No. My wife and I saw it at a press
screening.
Crowded theater in New York. And the audience, if you could have turned a camera on the audience, they would have looked like the people watching the Springtime for Hitler number in The Producers.
Right, yeah.
Just slack-jawed in with disbelief that this was happening.
Yeah, it was bizarre.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that wasn't a good one.
That, you're a master of understatement.
You know what you should have done after seeing that if you were really upset by it? You should have taken a civil action.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, I got one. Civil action.
Right, that's a good one. I got one.
And, yeah, he's done a lot of them. Yeah.
He really has.
Yeah, but Sam, you lasted the longest, so you're our winner tonight. Yeah. Sam did it, everybody.
Domestic disturbance, right?
Domestic disturbance? Domestic
Yeah.
Oh, Taking of Pelham 1-2-3?
Him and Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn and Terry Polo and Steve Buscemi, who got knifed in the face during the shooting of that movie at a bar fight.
Steve Buscemi did.
True story.
What a fucking gangster. That is
gnarly. That's some crazy shit there.
Yeah, it really is. All right, so let's go to the audience for more titles. Broken Arrow.
The Punisher.
Punisher.
Michael.
We said Michael.
Michael.
Primary Colors.
Primary Colors. Oh, yeah.
Can't believe we missed that one.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
The Killing Season.
Thank you.
This gentleman knew it.
Wait, is he in Basic and The General's Daughter?
Basic. Definitely in Basic.
From Paris with Love.
Oh.
The Luc Besson thing.
That's right.
I said Taking a Pill 1-2-3 just now, but... Thin Red Line.
We said Face Off and General's Daughter,
so we're getting repetitive. But that's what happens, like, if you can't write them all down, it's hard to remember which ones were said. Somebody over there just said Punisher, and then I
Savages.
Punisher back.
Savages.
Shout. I was thinking that was called Sing, so that's why I didn't say it. But Shout. Yeah.
You know.
Old Dogs.
Old Dogs.
Is he in that one too?
I don't know. Robin Williams. Yeah, that's Robin Williams.
Savages is an interesting movie, but if you screw that up with The Savages, those are two very, very different movies. And for those of you listening to this near a computer, I highly recommend you look them up for an after laugh.
The Savages is a cartoon, yeah?
No, The Savages is Laura Linney and Philip Seymour Hoffman and Philip Bosco. Yeah. It's two like middle-aged people caring for their dying father, and it's a heartbreaking
Wildly
movie
different
to watch.
From the Oliver Stone.
And then Savages, the Oliver Stone movie, is a fun romp about drug dealers.
Taylor Kitsch is like fourth shot, and he just couldn't make it work.
I don't know.
I'm a Taylor.
Yeah,
Kitsch
let's
fan.
Worry about Taylor Kitsch on at another time. Yeah.
All right.
let's talk about plugs. Leonard Maltin's doing his podcast here at this festival this Sunday
true.
Morning.
That is true. And we have another episode breaking on Friday, tomorrow, actually.
Oh, okay, good.
Of Alton Eye Movies with our guest, Nikolai Coster-Waldau, of Game of Thrones fame.
Do I look shocked or excited?
Shocked. Shocked. We landed a guest like that, yes. And he's charming. Just a delightful guest.
That's cool. Are you a Game of Thrones watcher?
I'm really not, but I like him. And he's one of these 25-year overnight success stories.
Yeah.
He's been working a long, long time.
Yeah, I see him in stuff sometimes. I'm like, oh, that guy from Game of Thrones was in stuff before Game of Thrones.
Who is he in Game of Thrones, if I can ask?
Jamie
Lannister.
He's here? Sorry.
No.
Continue.
He's virtually on our podcast.
I get it.
You could listen to it tomorrow, Sean.
Tomorrow.
From anywhere.
Called Malton on Movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, and on the Nerdist Network.
All right. Leonard Maltin, everybody.
You!
Sean Jordan and Sam and I will all be doing a comedy panel tomorrow night in this same facility with some other guests of the festival involved in comedic films. And that's at 6:00, and I think that's free to everybody. I don't think you need a ticket for that. And what else you got going on, Sean?
I do a podcast on a very regular basis. My roommate and best friend, Ian Carmel, has a podcast called All Fantasy Everything, where we draft pop culture. Just like the Taco Bell menu, the mall. So we just do like a fantasy draft of things like that. It's a very fun podcast. So give that a listen if you get a chance. That's it.
Thanks. Sean Jordan. And of course, our friend Sam.
You can hear me and see me on Kevin Pollak's chat show, which is on iTunes and YouTube, and we've got new episodes coming almost every week now. They drop on Tuesdays, but very big and exciting coming up on August 4th, Wet Hot American Summer, 10 years later on Netflix.
Yes.
All episodes streaming Friday, August 4th. Check that out.
Is there any talk of like some sort of Freaks and Geeks X number of years later?
Not that... Way to get people's hopes up. No, not that I've heard of.
Well, that's how you get it going. You start going around telling people, hey, we might get this...
That is, and when people ask me about that all the time, like, is there going to be a Freaks and Geeks reunion? And I always say, believe me, if they were asking the actors, I would be the first one to sign on. I'd be the one to give you the definitive answer whether it was happening or not. And it is not, to my knowledge.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So sorry, guys. But, for the record, we've done, like, big Paley Festival panels and stuff where everyone is on the stage. We talk about it. It's the whole crew back together again. And that's all video that you can find online, I think, on Amazon. So if you really want to see how well we've all aged in one sitting, feel free to look that one up. That's just
right on. Sam Levine, everybody.
Thank you.
I've got a stand-up show coming up at the Comedy Works in Denver on Monday, September 4th at 4:20.
Denver!
And tomorrow night at midnight, we are going to do a movie interruption of Starship Troopers, anniversary screening. Great movie, but we're going to add some jokes to it. And that's tomorrow night. If you're listening and you're in the Traverse City area, come by and... You guys, of course, I think some of you might already have your tickets. And thank you for coming out tonight. Yeah. One more time for all of my guests. Leonard Maltin, Sean Jordan, and Sam, the ma'am, Levine, a.k.a. Lil Logan. Thank you, Leonard. And... as a consolation prize to the two name tags that were chosen, whose players did not win tonight, I have to say whatever they tell me to say is a shithead, and then the show is over. And here's how it's going to go. Seasonal allergies are a shithead. And they made it so that Jesse Pasternak was saying it. I don't know if Jesse has seasonal allergies or not. And the potholes during the winter in Michigan are a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie.
viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause